Khan Said has been chosen as the new leader of the pro-Taliban militants in Pakistan. The militant's number two commander was promoted to the group's leader after former chief Hakimullah Mehsud was killed in a U.S. drone strike on Friday. Security officials say Said was chosen as the new commander at a meeting of the Supreme Ruling Council. However, some commanders are reportedly unhappy with the decision and want more talks. Islamabad accuses Washington of scuttling attempts to bring the Taliban militants to the negotiating table. Pakistan has threatened to review its ties with the U.S. over the latest drone strike. For more insight on that story, investigative journalist Naveed Ahmad joins us now via satellite from the Pakistani capital, Islamabad. Mr. Ahmad, welcome to the program. Let's jump right in. First of all, I'd like to get your assessment of the situation following the drone strike that killed former pro-Taliban chief Hakimullah Mehsud and the repercussions of this act and what it means for the peace negotiations between the pro-Taliban group and the government in Pakistan.
Well, that was a surprise to all of Pakistanis, particularly the government, which feels really embarrassed. Nawaz Sharif had a meeting with the U.S. President Obama, and he stressed, according to him, about the use of drone strikes affecting Pakistan's sovereignty and Pakistan's image globally and Pakistan's efforts for war against terror. And the government was expecting that there would be some kind of a lull in these activities, but they have actually sped up. And there have been back-to-back drone strikes in Pakistan, and that's why government is so angry. On the other hand, if the U.S. wanted to kill Mr. Hakimullah Mehsud, they had really done it three times before, and they had failed. And this time, they found all of them together, and this strike happened. There are two ways to look at it. One is that with this strike, Tehrik-e-Taliban will become angry and there will be retaliation across Pakistan and in other parts of the region, and there will be less likelihood of peace in the region. On the other hand, when the top leadership is picked up and removed and eliminated through a drone strike or whatever, then the party which is conducting negotiations goes on a weaker wicket. And in this case, Hakimullah Mehsud and his cabinet were the ones who were calling the shots. And we know that Tehrik-e-Taliban itself is split in many ways. And there would be split in lot many more manners. So I think this is too early to judge and say that this is a sabotage. Depends how do you want to do it. Pakistan is angry and the government is trying to score some points against US. There won't be any kind of reversal or rethinking of relations with United States. The relations with United States will still go on as they were. This is just a lip service for the consumption of common people. And you may say, see more drone strikes happening in the next week or so. What does the government want to do about it? They can shoot them down, but nobody will shoot them down. That's the whole point. I think this is going to take a while before we will be able to judge how important or how big a sabotage this whole strike was.
Mr. Ahmad, you mentioned Pakistan's relations with the United States. Following this incident, Islamabad has yet again, as you mentioned, threatened to review its ties with the U.S. Over the latest drone strike that killed Hakimullah Mehsud. My question is, how many times have we heard Islamabad saying that it will review its ties with the United States? When will it actually take that extra push and take action with regards to its ties with the U.S.? Some observers of the situation see these statements as mere platitudes now.
Well, there is a reality that Pakistan-U.S. relations have been at the lowest ebb for the past, say, many years, ever since American intelligence officer or contractor killed two Pakistanis in Lahore, and then Osama bin Laden was killed in Abbottabad. Pakistan-U.S. relations were at the lowest ebb. Now there was a communication that was beginning with Nawaz Sharif's visit to Washington. Now the process actually could not pick up. We saw that happening in Washington. There was no signs, there was no MOUs, there was nothing very positive and reconciliatory about it. And I think the relations have, there was a hope that things can improve, but things are not going to improve. They will remain as they are, and they are not in a good shape. And Pakistan is not one of those countries which will call off its ambassador from the United States and send U.S. ambassador back to Washington or something like that. At this crucial stage, Pakistan needs to have its bargaining position better, given NATO is withdrawing from Afghanistan, and Pakistan needs to have a reasonable Afghan representative government and not a planted government by India or United States or any of international actors elsewhere. So I think the relations are going to go in a pragmatic way, and there would not be any kind of commitments that would be done or given by the leadership or the elite on its own. Pakistan-US relations have one more dimension, and I'll briefly explain that. Whenever there is a dictator in Islamabad, Washington has very good relations with every dictator. With democratic governments, whether that was of Asif Ali Zardari or People's Party or that of Nawaz Sharif, which is now at the helm of affairs, relations are starting to be tense. And this has been the case in the entire 90s when we were facing sanctions. And in the 80s when Zia-ul Haq was there, things were very different. So there is a different kind of a perception in Pakistan that U.S. cannot work very well with democracies. And that is a challenge in Washington, that they would not be able to talk to a democratic government in a country like Pakistan, where media is pretty much free and democratic parties are very much vocal.
Thank you very much. Investigative journalist Mr. Navid Ahmad speaking to us from the Pakistani capital, Islamabad.